That is time to get through to Giles Beckford with the business news.
Thank you, Ingrid Atamare. Government plans to regulate and tax online gambling is seen as a possible positive for the casino operator Sky City, which has been operating its online casino from Malta for the past 5 years. A report by the brokering firm Forsyth Barr says there's a risk the higher tax rate that's proposed for online casino operators could also be applied to land-based gambling. However, Forsyth Barr's head of research, Andy Bowley, says the changes are likely to help Sky City increase its low share of the online casino market.
Because in a regulated environment, there will be more controls over the behaviour of the various participants. And in an unregulated market that's currently the case, it's a bit of a wild west. So Sky City's ability to compete in that market is somewhat constrained by the approach they take wanting to be a responsible participant.
Well, Sky City says requiring online casino operators to pay their fair share of taxes and duties will help to level the playing field. Outdoor goods retailer KMD Brands says its immediate priority is to turn around its underperforming Kathmandu operation. The company, which also owns Rip Curl and Oboes, posted a near $10 million half-year loss, mainly because of weak consumer demand. Kathmandu was a particular standout, with sales down nearly 22%. The group's chief executive, Michael Daly, says Kathmandu's been guilty of overly relying on winter clothes and dropping most of the product at the start of the season, which then sits in store for many months.
What we're looking to do is get a bit of balance between, you know, mainframe ranges that come in at the start of the season, but then regular and consistent freshness that comes into store each month, and also giving us the ability to have some quick strike or fast strike product as well. So we've certainly started to do that, leveraging Rip Curl's capabilities in that space.
However, Michael Daly says he doesn't want Kathmandu to become a fast fashion brand. Well, Japan's central bank has raised the cost of borrowing for the first time in 17 years and at the same time ended 8 years of negative interest rates. It comes as the Japanese economy shows some signs of inflation, with the annual rate touching 2% after years of no growth and no inflation. However, the move by the bank still keeps rates stuck around the zero level. Sujiro Takeshita of Shizuoka University says corporate Japan is still sluggish and the economy isn't out of the woods yet.
Its impact is huge on the economies in China and Korea and Southeast Asia. So that it does matter. Japan and the US have very, very strong and significant economic ties. So how Japan does have a major impact on economies around the world.
Well, Japan is the last major central bank to exit negative rates. The Reserve Bank of Australia kept its cash rate unchanged yesterday at 4.35%. Of course, the big event is the Federal Reserve. No change expected from them tomorrow morning. Well, looking at the markets now, Wall Street is muted, a bit subdued, eyes on the Fed, of course. Computer chip makers had a bit of a fall after recent rallies. That's put down to profit-taking. At the moment, the Dow Jones average is up 0.6%. The S&P 500 is up 0.4%. The NASDAQ is up 0.3%. Around top 50 index had its first rise in more than a week, gaining 90 points, about 0.75%. New Zealand dollar generally softer, 60.5 US cents, that's a 4-month low, 92.6 Australian, 47.5 pence, 55.7 euro cents, 91.3 yen, and 4.36 yuan. Brent crude oil is up 70 cents, that's about just under 1%, $87.60 US a barrel, that's also a 4-month high, and gold down $4. At $2,155 US dollars an ounce. Back around 8:30.